Good morning, everybody. Good afternoon. We're holding over here in the Perek Choftes on Nasiv Nishma. So the first thing is, he goes through the whole Chazal. Vayanu kolom yachtov kol shli b'ashem Nasiv Nishma. V'perek v'aki v'doshe p'simoy v'shoshik dimishol Nasiv Nishma b'oshish v'b'shom alach ha'shores v'kolech d'ach ha'koshol shnei k'sorim echot neged Nasiv neged Nishma. And he goes through the whole Gemara here. He's going to go piece by piece. So I'll skip to the next paragraph. He's pasha being mamshech the entire sugya in Shabbos, very famous. And then he's going to explain it kedarka piece by piece. So we'll skip to the first one. Pirush dabazeh. So what's the pshat nasiv nishma? In other words, what's the nekuda here? Ki ha-maisa hu sha-oisem ha-she-goizol of Hashem Yisbaruch she-yase. Ve-dovashu mitzad Hashem Yisbaruch hu koidem min ha-shmiya asher hu ha-seichol she-hu mitzad ha-mekabel. So the maisa is done in a response. So if we ask myself, I'm doing something, why am I doing it? So if I thought of it, and then I decided this is good to do, this is right to do, and therefore I'm doing it. So I'm the balamaisa, I'm the shirish of my pa'ula, and then I do the thing that I've decided is the right thing to do. If I stole to the Rebbein Shalom, so then what I'm doing is the pa'ula is a hemshich to what the Rebbein Shalom is decided is right, and that's why I'm doing it. So there are two avenues of activity that I could be doing something. One is I could be doing something as a result of my understanding, and one the Rebbein Shalom's understanding. So if I started with Pu'ula, Bal Karchach, it's a result of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing, and therefore it's much cheshiva than if I'm doing it. If I'm doing mitzad my understanding, Now, what's clear over here is, let's say I take a person who's not from, he's not a maimon, and I tell him he should do something, and I tell him you should do it first because of Nasiv Nishma. That statement is absurd. If I don't believe it, I don't think it's right, how am I going to do it? But we're talking about a person who is a maimon, and there are two directions of pa'ula. There are two shrashim mekaris of pa'ula. One is my understanding. That's one avenue HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And one is the Rebbein Shalom's understanding. So being mischabed Rebbein Shalom's understanding is much cheshiva than being mischabed to my understanding. So here he adds another knach over here that is a very important knach. When a person does something in the realm of right and wrong, so if I'm doing something that I understand to be right, I can never say that this is the way it has to be. In other words, let's take a difference between a philosopher and a scientist. A scientist is speaking about things that have to be. When he speaks about the laws of nature, if he's identified a law of nature that is genuine, then it will always have to be this way. It's not going to be different. If I propose an ideal, a value, a sheet of any sort, even if I think it's right, I can never say it has to be this way. People say it, but it's not real, because it doesn't have to be this way. It is something that you feel is this way, but there's nothing that's machriach it. Pu'ulos that we do from the Ribbono Shel Olam are things that we understand to be muchrach. It's just like the Dvar Hashem is a scientific reality, a physical reality, so too the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kvias of Tov and Ra fall under the category of muchrach, and therefore it is something that that has much stronger value than something which could be. This is the point that Maral makes all the time, that things that are muchrach means they exist. Things that are not muchrach means they can or cannot be. That means it does not exist. The Yisrael Nivad does ask Kamar Mochim, you have the figure by Tina Sadisha, Dovashum Sadil, Kala Dov, Mashu Muchuyev Umuchrach, who Koydem Hashem Chuy Muchrach. Vlakach Koydem Asiya, Lefisha Asiya Exerim in a Ila Muchrachas, Vila Shmiya Shimitsara Mekabul Yefsharis, Vlakach Makdimin Hamalochim Nasa Benishma. Vechen Yisrael, Exeros Hashem Yisporach Alea Muchrachas, Vlakach Makdimin Nasa Lenishma, Veshkala Havin Dovazet. So now he adds another nekuda over here. The Malachim and Yisrael, their bria is muchrach. Why is it muchrach? What does it mean? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kavana in the bria is people who are who do what's right, a people who have the ability to carry through Tzuris Adam the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. So Klal Yisrael is the only one that can do it, and they, you know, as a Kadosh Baruch Hu, their existence is muchrach because that's what the Bria was about. The Bria was about people that will be able to, will fulfill it. Umas Olam bring things to the table, but in a certain sense, it's ancillary. So Lamash, if somebody brings a Koach of Yofi to the Bria, that's very nice, but that's not part of the Etzem Inyan that's muchach to be. What's muchach to be in the Bria is a person that can fulfill Nasa Adam, the Talmudic Mishnah, in its fullest. So therefore, Klal Yisrael carries that potential, and therefore their Bria is muchachas. Malachim are Bria's muchachas, and therefore they stand. I want to add something here that is something people have a hard time, that Godel Mitzvah Ma'isa from Eina Mitzvah Ma'isa. So we always, you know, think of things that are voluntary as being much chashven things that you have to do. And of course, there's a punim, there's a tzad to it, that when somebody does something voluntary, that's very good. But there's a big difference in my tfisa of something, if I'm doing it because it's voluntary or because it's muchach. Lamashal, let's take an example. Somebody has to prepare a table. There's their guests coming and I need to prepare the table. So problem A is that the leg of the table is shaky. And if I put on it anything, or somebody's going to put his hands on the table, it might collapse. So I take a hammer and nails, hammer in the foot, whatever. A second thing is I set the table beautifully for the guest. So l'chura, the hammering in the leg and so on is usually accompanied by a lot of curses and wishes I didn't have to do it and rather not do it. But the setting the table, I do b'lev chafetz because there's no other reason I would do it. And therefore, we see that as being cheshiva. But in a certain way, my attitude towards the leg that has to be fixed on the table is it has to be. It's a mitzias, it's muchach, it's you know, as a task, it's not negotiable. Setting the table this way, that way, the other way, you know, I don't have that sense of echreach. That's the difference between those different in Yonim. Al Kolpanim, he says, kimashay makdim yisrael nas nishma dover ze bevadai so is about kate so adam mina yedia shedea shedea was a toiv lasis nimsha hamaisa vim loiho yedea shed toiv lasis enoisa o loiho yisrael masha ibn Hashem Yisbarach ike etzem shalom Hashem Yivroim olav u lavoid Hashem Yisbarach b'maisa vayedia bepulo zeis nimsha hachamaisa vayetzel kol adam hamaisa nimsha hachayedia מפני שמן הידיעה בו המעשה. ואם לא ידע אין כאן פעולו, לפיכך צריך להקדים השמיע לידיעה. ואיזה יסוד של נברום לעבוד הסבירם, הרי כבריאוסם הוא המעשה. והידיעה לפועל הזה נמשך אך המעשה שיש ללעשיס, ודובר זה משתמשים בו המלאכים, שכל אחד ואחד הוא ניבל דובר שהוא פולוסוי, ושאינו כמו אדם שהוא בעל בחירי. ולתוך לו לא אומר שהוא ניבל פועל זה. שבחירי הוא לעשה איזה פועל שירצה, הן לטייבן לרע. ודובר זה אינה במהלכם, רק הם נברם על פולוסם. לפיכך בבריאוסם הוא הפועל, והידיע בפועל של נמשך החסייה. לפיכך סיב קוידה ברוכס השם הלכו יורכוי אחרי שדבורי, ואחר כך סיב לשמוע כל דבורי. וזה מוירה, כי הפועל זה קוידה למן השמיע, וכל זה כמו שמענו כניבר המהלכם, וכל אחר הפולוסם יחדס, ובלי עצה נמצא במהמייסה, והידיע למשך החמייסה. So here he says, there's a question of the association between Yedia and Maisa. I want to speak a bit about this point. Let's go back to the marshal of science versus philosophy. A good scientist builds his theory around the reality around him. In other words, the Metzius is the Ikka. What is out there? And I construct my description of the Metzius, my laws of nature built around the Metzius. So the Olam HaMaisa is first. What actually is happening is the Yesod HaDvarim, and the Hesber is second. In the world of philosophy, what I envision as a beautiful world, my vision is first. And the maisim come out of that, because I envisioned the world as being fair, just, or whatever my philosophy is. That's how I construct a world around, and therefore the havana and the tfis is the ikker. My first question to a philosopher is not what are your rules for good life, but what's your vision for a good life and for the life that is good? And then I build around that. What are the activities that would do that? I find it interesting. It's a sort of Erev Hanukkah. We're in the Hanukkah mode a bit. The world of Yavan was very different than our world, in a sense that They believed in Chachma first, and the Metzius second. We find it kind of funny, silly, that in Greece, in Yavan, there was no distinction between philosophy and science. Their perception was it's one continuum. And also. Their way of working was to start with Havana and Tfisa and then put it on the Metzius. So a good Greek philosopher would sit back in his chair. He would picture what is the ideal world. The ideal world is a circle, is the ideal form and figure. Heavenly bodies are the ideal bodies. So there you have it. All orbits must be circular, because a circle is a perfect figure, a planet is a perfect entity, so it must be like that. And the heavens and so on didn't have easy way to experiment, but there were things about the Metzius around them that they got wrong, things they could have checked. It just didn't. Their mindset was first we chachma, and then the Olam HaMaisa is going to follow whether it likes it or not. It's coming from a certain understanding. A certain abstract understanding. That's why Kalal Yisrael And that's why it was such anathema to them, the musig of Klal Yisrael's picture of religion, the idea that we're muchrach first and understand second, was very, very against their metzias. The bris milah that they were so against. Bris milah means that we come, our first religious activity is mindless and permanent and embedded. It's something that is the hefech of it. It's like the person, when a person becomes a badass, he finds himself to be a nemo. It's something that is a counter to everything that they stood for. It's interesting. We have a Talmud who's a rav in a small city somewhere, and one of his balabatim or balabatis was a woman who had become frum on her own terms, and she was expecting her first child, I think a boy, and she decided that she's not making a bris milah, and she explained on grounds she wants him to decide himself whether or not what he wants to be, if he wants to be religious or not, and so on. She doesn't feel right in forcing it on him. So I told him he should tell her that's the other way around. A bris milah is extremely painful, and if when you're an adult, and very, very unpleasant, etc. So if she makes a bris milah now, I assure you that he has the option to be a sheges later. It's never stopped anyone from becoming a sheges. But if she doesn't make a bris now and he decides that he wants to be frum at the age of 18, it's a painful thing. She's not giving him the choices. This is a much better way of giving him choices. In the end, she didn't agree to have a bris, and she actually lost the child. Actually, she was mappled, but I could put him. But the musik, the real clash, and even today, the clash between what we would call enlightened secular to religious is dis nekuda, the nekuda of when it comes to toiv and ra. Are we faced with a certain prior metzias, and our choice is to subscribe to it, to find it, discover it, subscribe or not describe it, or are we quote-unquote realizing ourselves? Is it just each person has his own flavor and taste? Just like it would be unthinkable to impose on a person what color he would like and what shapes he likes and what designs he likes, because that's be'etzim what you like, the same was felt for Toiv and Ra. They felt it, that there are people who missed the boat. They all wrote books on what's Toiv and Ra. But the understanding of Toiv and Ra, the way we understand it, was so doing something that's gzeres hakasadik, something that's a choik, it would be absolutely abhorrent to that. What do you mean you don't understand and you're doing it anyway? It's that whole point of it is sort of the Hakadama of Nasa to Nishma is the expression of that distinction. The Tapuach. Vehenin advarm shamanu cholamala, ki koydemu amaisik as a nivru, vedovash of nivru vare koydem. The feek of nimshu tapuach as a ikka koydem, vachaka nimshu alin shaim enam ikka vatfele. Ubishtarilon is alim koydmin, zemipneke alim kalam the itzia, vapri in a kala hoitzi, the feek of alim koydmin. A la tu a tapuach ish bekoya hoitzo beyoisa. V'lochein moitzi peres koidem kosh royal dova shehu iker. V'achakach hatohu shem alav shem shomrei apri. V'dova ze roi lahovin, v'dova ze niros ha-shem ha-kosov tachs ha-tapuch ha-artich, shom ha-chibloscha, imcho shom ha-chiblosecha. V'espar dova ze b'chiburus ha-shem v'bir rochov, v'aratis ha-alov, ki tira ki kolib ha-chomim, I want to talk about it. So he explains this in Tapuach and the Alim. This is Iker, this is Tafel. The norm is that the tefil comes before the ikar. Chazal speak about Esav being born first because the shomer is before the pri. It has to be that way. Because if, let's say, I tell somebody, I need a car to get to this and this place. So somebody will say, well, the ikar is to be in this place. The car is an echetimtza. So first be in this place, and then we'll get you the car. That's absurd. Because by definition, if I have the ikar ready, I don't need the tefil. So if I need a ladder to get to the sfarim, the ladder is the echetimtza, it's the tefil. The sefer on top is the ikar. But in the process, I'm going to have to get the ladder first. So be'emes in the entire bria, there is a clear sequence of tefil coming for the ikar. That's bal karcha like that. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bria to demonstrate the metzias of ikar versus tefil, and that's tapuach. So there's an uma that has that, and that is what he said before. It's in the end of that Gemara over here, where he talks about Am Paziza, you're an impulsive nation. You know, you said Nasaka Nishma, and that's why, you know, your finger's bleeding, you don't realize it, and so on. The answer is yes. So let's give a mashal. A person is working towards getting something. A child is told, until you don't finish the meat, and vegetables, you're not going to get the cake. So first he's finishing the meat and the vegetables, but every so often his finger sort of darts into the cake to take a little bit of icing off, because be'emes, that's the ikar. So he's working hard towards getting that, and impulsively he tries to get it. The gilui, that for the child, the ikar is the cake, and the icing and all the other stuff is just a chetimtza, is by the fact that once in a while there's an impulsive dart to that cake. So Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the bria normally follows the mahalach of something that goes and progresses in order. Tapuach is a bria that shows a certain impulsivity, that the ikar comes out before the tefil, even though it might be detrimental. Chazal speak about the shemer, you know, keeping guard over it. Anything that's a chetimtza and is a tefil is a necessity for it. But lemaisa, once in a while, there's a gilui of the ikar without the tefil. Hine advarim elukum holocha makom echad makom kodesh echad yatsu. So, and I want to add a knesh to this point of who's born for asiya. Our world is called olam ha'asiya. That's what it's called in the lashon of chachamim. It means that in terms of tfisa, havana, sheirish, our world is the least of all the worlds. In terms of accomplishing at the level that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted things accomplished, this is the world. And this is the only world where, you know, mani, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevak cholim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does chesed, all of these activities are shaykh only here. So therefore, when a person sees in this world, so this world, in this world, the asiya is the ikar, and b'meila, the Ama Paziza every so often jumps into Asiya, even without having the mahalach of you know, going through the process. The Ama B'shar Shekdim Nas Lishma Boshishim Malach Hasharas V'Chulu Biyaze Ki B'Chol Adam Yishnei Dvarim Koyach Echad Havayis HaNefesh Shupol HaMaisa V'Asheni V'Asechol V'Kash HaSechol Mutpa B'Guf ein echad ben chayron klal. Ima nefesh limoy shav asechel, manhig vadaitim sechla ein ben chayron, chen ein asech ben chayron shumut ba beguf, ve ein ze ben chayron. So he said that the korach hanefesh, korach hanefesh means the drives that cause a person to do. We've seen quite a few times before, the Maral has three strata of Adam. There's the Pu'ula, the Koach, the Guf, with its Taivas and so on. There's the Koach HaNafshi, which roughly corresponds to the word emotion, but a lot more corresponds to drives in a sense like greed, ambition, and so on. That is the Koach HaNafshi, which is the driving force of Maisim. And then there's the Koach of Seichel, which sort of is a deeper motive behind doing things. So he says, so when they're linked together, each one is restricting the other. The nefesh would like to do X, Y, and Z, but the seichel says no. So he says, in a certain sense, when we did Nasa, Kredim Nishma, so the Nefesh declared its independence from the Seichel. It jumped and did. So in a certain sense, that gave it a certain Ben Chayrin. And now, since the Seichel is not, in other words, Negius, pushed my Seichel to understand in a certain way. If I don't have the Negia now, then I'm free to understand the way I want to. Let's give a simple example. If somebody comes to me with a proposition, let's pay taxes, let's pay, let's pay dues to a shul. So my seichel is going to weigh this in a very, very biased way. And I can't be sure my seichel would be right. But let's say it's imposing Bakar. I pay taxes, period. That's an option. Now, when I sit and think, is it a good thing? Is it a right thing or not? My seichel is a lot more free because it's no longer being encumbered by the need to do it in the Maisa. And each one realizes his own mila. So he says something fascinating, that the number of kufchaf means that each and every one of them realized his self through this pula, and since we have shishim ribui distinct personalities in Klal Yisrael, so therefore the amount of malachim needed is distinct. Each one is a different world, and each one has the two malachim that I spoke about before. Because achotu leirui malachsor meila sheim mikasa azechet ki achoytu mishum lachomer v'yitzrei ve'ena melech. A kesa means you're in charge, you rule, that wasn't Nogi anymore. When it told him Moshe,
Moshe
Let's talk a little bit about this point over here. Moshe Rabbeinu's there are milas in Klal Yisrael that are totally in the Shem Klal Yisrael rather than in the Prat. So b'meila it remains in Klal Yisrael's reserve, despite the fact that it doesn't express itself in individuals. Let's give a marshal for it. There are genetically, or when we deal with a species, there are things that are they're innate to a certain species, and they may or may not be present in the individual. The marshal, if I say that dogs, as a klal, one of the things they do is they bark. Anything that, so dogs, they eat a certain way, they run a certain way, they however you'll define a dog, whatever pools a dog does, and they box. Let's say there's a particular dog that whose vocal cords have been removed. So that dog does not bark. So mitzad, the individual dog shaboy, he doesn't bark. Mitzad, the min, he barks. And his offspring will bark, because he's still a dog, and barking is part of the klal of dogs, and the male will bark. So there are HaKadosh Baruch Hu balachayim as endowed with each balachay has its own particular attributes, whatever it has. And then it has attributes because it's a member of the species of dogs, and even if the individual doesn't have it, then the klal has it. That's as regards balachayim. Lahavdol of havdolos, a similar matzav in Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has certain properties as Klal Yisrael. It means every yochid has potential for that. Had potential for that. Every yochid who's part of Klal Yisrael will have that potential. It may or may not express itself in any given yochid, not even all the yechidim, because in as much, and chet is very individual. Our belief in Klal Yisrael's inner goodness is that chet is specific to a person that does the chet, and the klal is toif. That's why chet ego is such pam chet maraglim. Because when you have all the Klal Yisrael together, it stands very close to the border of what's a hallmark of a klal and what's shayach to the prat. So Moshe Rabbeinu is the embodiment of the properties of Klal Yisrael. He as a prat expresses Klal Yisrael, and therefore all the any matanis Klal Yisrael that were given to Moshe were given Klal Yisrael. Stayed by Moshe. Moshe betrays the embodiment of Klal Yisrael. Okay, good. Next week there's no share.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Well, just two things. First of all, what we were saying before about muchrach and not muchrach.
Yeah.
So it always bothered me the fact that, like, in Yoni Kabbalah, like, the snagas, you should do this, I'll pick up, I'll do this or that. It's always, right. If you do the halacha, you're yaitz the mitzvah, behider. Yeah. And somehow the Kabbalah, which is a very big part and the very panemius of Torah, like everything is voluntary. Like if you do right. Good, if not,
right.
Like that doesn't like show like.
Well, it says v'loy amar it's chassid. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah that's muchach, and we shtaltzu. And every person who does these pulas becomes uplifted and so on and so forth. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a chelik of ruchnias, which is the expression of our das, the whole chelik of lifnei mishur sadin, chasidus, lifnei mishur sadin. Over there, the avoda is to understand and to act upon your understanding. And therefore, a person who has no shaykhis to the world of Kabbalah has no shaykhis to doing these things. What are you doing? It's like Masma Davadayma, going back to the example of the table. if the carpenter tells me this is not going to support the weight of the plates, I do it, no matter, even if I know nothing about carpentry. But imagine I have no sense of aesthetics, and someone tells me you need to have such and such a color and such a shade to complement this and this, and I stand and I keep imitating. We think it's silly. We think that that's kind of very, very strange, because tachlis, you know, it's laughable. So here also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a chelek of Torah that makes us into, you know, the oise, nasesh, and then one is for nasa, and one is for nishma. And in the world of lefnim eshores hadin, the right thing is to be nishma a lot and to begin to do things alpi your shmiya, alpi what your taif is, what you understand. Okay.
Does this what we saw today, does it shed any light on the fact that today's generations are so much more focused on the nisa? Like, the only thing we really do is the act. Our whole shmiya is much lower versus the early generations that.
It's more than that. It's also our shmiya. It comes out. See, when you take maisim that belong in the world of nifnim mishur sadin, and you put it into, oh, this is what Chaim Kanievsky does. This was, and you imitate the maisim. It becomes ludicrous, becomes caricature. And what I mean, when you're talking about halacha, how to do something right, apishah haruch, that's every single person. And then seeing how to do correctly, how to put on tefillin correctly, how to put on talis correctly, etc. But when you talk about hanhagas that are lifnim mishur hadin, that belong to the world of the nishma, then it becomes very silly. It's not an expression of understanding. It's some sort of, we're just mimicking it. And that's very silly in that part of the world, in that world.
Right, but I'm referring to even, let's say Mrs. Deraisi, even at Tzillin is missing that whole aspect of Shmir, of understanding. It's much more of a Mrs. Anashim in the Muda.
Yeah, it's interesting. 100 years ago, in the Talmud scholar, the mindset was exact opposite, that, you know, the pa'ulos you're doing, the actions are not important. It's the ideas behind it, the ideals behind it. It's like Reform movement said in its beginning, we subscribe to the ideals, we think the maisim and the pulis are not relevant. Today, Reform has come around where they like the maisim, people like to wear talesim, even the ladies, people like to do this, people like to do that. So they're very into doing different things, believe in nothing. You know, if they have nothing in common with Jewish beliefs, Svetson. So it's interesting, it's come around, because it's a certain ruach at kufa maybe. Okay.